Playing now at the Transac down at the main hall at 292 Brunswick Avenue is a new play from Richard Klagsbrunn, well-known political strategist, filmmaker, commentator. It's called An Unsafe Place, which is apparently quite controversial, looking at such issues as freedom of speech, etc. And Richard joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. It's an unsafe space.
What did I say?
Place. But that's okay. It's a place. It's a space.
I dropped the S somewhere in there.
We drop a few things in the play.
Oh, this is what I understand. So, Richard, what is the... How did this all start out for you?
Well, the issues in the play are things that I have been noticing in quite a bit in op-eds, in the news, but it's not something that has been dealt with really in popular entertainment. And the issues are things like the suppression of free speech, the way, especially on university campuses now, where if people are confronted with ideas they don't like, that they feel the way to deal with it is not to argue against it, but just to shut it down, prevent people from speaking, the withdrawal of students. And when you talk about university students, you're not talking about six-year-olds. You're talking about people well into their 20s, sometimes older, and their reaction is to hide in a room with Play-Doh and a puppy and just hide from ideas that they don't want to have to deal with.
Yeah, but universities themselves are guilty of this.
They are, indeed. The universities are fostering it because universities want to make money, and they are now there used to be a time when students were afraid of the teachers and actually want to perform well. Now it's the reverse. The administration and the professors, in fact, afraid of the students. But that actually isn't so much what this play is about. The play is about the ideas itself, about the ideas that there should be free speech and free expression, that there are people who profess to be progressive and opposed to racism and, in fact, are fostering more racism with their behavior and just these types of things that are so pervasive in society. It also deals with things like Aboriginal rights and land acknowledgements. That there are a whole whack of issues that this play tackles one after another. And it seems – but the thing is, the way that these things are happening right now, it seemed more like a comedy than anything else, because there's so much – The reality of it is just so absurd that comedy and farce seems the best way to approach it.
Is this the first play you've done?
Yes, it is.
You've written?
It is, yes.
And I was reading in your materials that it's along the style of Oscar Wilde, or?
Well, Wilde's one of the playwrights who's influenced it, so there are elements of it there.
Okay.
It's in effect a drawing room comedy, although the stage is set up between two rooms, a kitchen and a living room, and they flips back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Albee was also somewhat of an influence in this, and Shaw, and lots of things, but it's its own piece, and it's very contemporary. It takes place now. And again, the goal of it is to make people laugh and to make people think.
Well, I was going to say, what have you found? I mean, because it's been going since the 10th, what have reactions been so far?
So far, no one's walked out, which is always a good thing.
You thought that might happen?
Our stage manager, Barry Cook, who's very experienced and an amazing stage manager, he said, this does happen, in fact, and I've been to a lot of theater, too, where people will just walk out from time to time if they find something offensive or just
from
bored.
Anything, really?
Yeah, and no one's walked out. Everybody, the audiences who come seem to love it. They laugh. They want to talk about the issues. They actually try and corner me and say, "Oh, this is what I think about this, and this is what I think about that." And it's they tell me that they've started to now, because of what they've observed in the play, are starting to think about things differently than they had before, which is entirely the goal of it. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. And so when people are going to your play, what do you want them? What kind of space do you want them to have throughout?
Well,
an attitude, sort of.
Well, I just to think about the issues coming at them, and there are a lot. This play deals with quite a few issues, and it's rapid fire. It's one after the other. And this play, again, as some people have said, it forces you to listen to the play. Mm. So it's there's a lot of complex dialogue in it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of jokes and a lot of inappropriate things or things.
Well, that's
that
a good point.
Some people would consider inappropriate, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's some pretty graphic language, mm-hmm. But it's fun. It's all done in good spirits and with an amazing cast.
Yeah.
We've got Craig Lauzon from CBC's Air Farce, who's just a phenomenal talent.
Yes.
In comedy and drama. And he's a brilliant guy. And Precious Chong, who's just an outstanding, just great actress. And every single one of the ensemble could be a star. You've got John Jarvis, as you mentioned, Chanika Mukherjee, Peter Millar, Jane Spidell, Jenny Weiss, all of them amazing talents.
Very seasoned pros.
Yeah, so you never really... This is probably the... I've never heard of a Toronto independent theater production with a cast like this.
What kind of rehearsal period did they have?
It was 3 weeks, and it was...
Whoa, that's all right. That's pretty generous.
Really? Yeah, well, you know what? If you see the play, you'll realize why it was necessary. It's the language. It's filled with the sort of language that's used on university campuses in various specialty programs like gender studies and things like that that deal with the hegemonic systemic male oppression and things like that.
So you suggest that people 16 years and under might be...
I would suggest that's a little... 16 and under is probably not appropriate. Uh-huh. That would be my point of view. Mind you, one of the actors brought their 13-year-old kid, and it was fine. He enjoyed it. Okay. So,
I
keep saying, one of my great goals in life is to make sure I don't corrupt minors, and I want to keep it that way.
Well, that's always a good goal to have.
Yes, especially these days.
Your first attempt at writing a play, like, how did it go? Was it difficult? Did you...
It was fun. And I mean, the play was... I started a number of, about 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The play actually went through an interesting process because it was in development, still technically is in development at the Royal Manitoba Theatre Centre.
Mm.
So we did a reading there, and which was tremendously helpful because you can have this thing go on in your mind and think, okay,
sure,
this is what it should sound like. But until you actually hear it done by professional actors and really good professional actors, they flew up Daryl Dennis, who's this fantastic actor. He's a playwright, too. He wrote Tales of an Urban Indian. Mm-hmm. And he's actually good pals, great best friends with Craig Lauzon, who's our star. And he read it at Manitoba. And actually, after the reading, Craig said something which was really, for me, very poignant and special. He said that thanks for writing a play where you have audiences can finally see an Aboriginal lead who isn't a victim.
Right.
And that's an important thing because that's one of the themes of the play too, is how progressives sometimes fetishize people of different ethnicities for their own purposes and like to turn them into victims. Mm. And that happens a lot in theater. You find in Canada is that they want to portray people as victims to portray the creators of these things as saviors, and that's kind of, it's ridiculous. And this play does not do that.
So now that you've got one under your belt, do you consider this, you're gonna tackle more as time goes on?
Well, one bridge at a time, so to speak. So let me get over this one, and then I'll tell you.
Fair enough.
Well, but it's been fun. It's been a great experience.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Oh, and can I tell people the remaining dates and the website?
Well, of course.
Sure. So it's 7:30 p.m. at the Transac. It's from the remaining dates are tomorrow, Tuesday. Last play is on this Sunday, the 20th. The Tuesday to Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Sunday's a 2:30 matinee, so get there half an hour before. You can get the tickets at the website, which is www.anunsafespaceplay.com. You can also get tickets at the door just before the show.
Good to know.
See, you just did my work for me.
Oh, and one thing I have to tell you, because I listen to you guys every morning.
Uh-huh.
Craig Lauzon looks very dapper in this play because his suits have been generously provided by
Tom's Place.
And I got the idea from to approach Tom from listening to you guys.
Good.
Oh, there you go.
Great.
Good for you. Thank you so much for coming in. We've been speaking to Richard Klagsbrunn, author of a new play, Unsafe Space, which is playing until the 20th at the Transat Club, the main hall, 292 Brunswick Avenue at Bloor West. Again, the website for tickets, unless you want to get them at the door, is
unsafe space.
Why do I keep saying that? unsafespaceplay.com.